Hey, I am officially announcing the 6th annual Shepherd's Crook Intensive in Eminence, Missouri, May 16th through the 18th, and we would love to have you there. This year, AD Robles is going to be the speaker, along with Matt Reynolds and myself, and we're going to be spending 3 days, 2 nights, just having a great time hearing really good teaching, but also having a really great time just doing some cool stuff. We're going to have a strongman competition, we're going to have an arm wrestling competition, and we're going to canoe about 50 miles on two of the most amazing rivers in the Midwest. We would love to have you come. If you're looking for a good father-son trip, this is the trip for you. If you're just looking for a really good men's trip, this is the trip for you. Would love for you to register today. Go to theshepherdscrook.co. Or just reach out to me and I can make sure you're on the list. Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This ministry exists to provide coaching, resources, and events for pastors and church members. My name is Jared Sparks. Join me as I talk pastoral ministry, applied theology like manhood and womanhood, political theology, and cultural analysis with a little bit of hunting and fishing thrown in. I'm a husband, a father, and a pastor, and I'm here to remind you of the chief pastor and our King, Jesus. Hey guys, welcome back. This is the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. Thank you for finding your way here. If you are a regular, thanks for continuing to come back. If you're somebody that's new here, thanks for being here. Got a lot of content over the last 6 or 7 years or so, 500 and something episodes for you to check out. And the idea is just to equip Christians to think biblically in all of life. And there is a particular bent towards pastoral ministry that is also a theme of the show. And that's how the whole ministry started, was talking specifically to pastors, but I think you and hopefully everyone that is a Christian that's listening in can be encouraged and helped. We're going to be talking about the next 2 weeks, the idea or concept of beauty and how beauty can be a temptation for men and for women in differing ways. We're going to go ahead and pray. I'm going to remind you for one last week about the intensive and give you an invitation to come. It's Monday. You have till Thursday to let me know and to get to Eminence, Missouri, but let's first pray and then we'll talk about that. Father, we just thank you for this time. Ask for blessing. Lord, you give us specific warnings as men to guard our eyes, to look out for the adulteress, to watch out for adultery or the Jezebel or the woman that is trying to gain the attention of men. And then you give women particular warnings about improper adornment. Women love beauty. They love pretty things, and they have this particular temptation of adorning themselves improperly, and that's a different kind of sin with beauty. So as we're raising our boys and girls, help us to give proper warnings about the ways in which we can sin with our mind, with our heart, but also help us to know the tremendous gift that beauty can be and is, and we want it to be used for your glory and honor. We don't want to misuse anything that you give us as a gift, and so help us. I trust you will. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. Intensive is this Thursday to Saturday. You have just a little bit of time left. If you're hearing this, push pause, you know, call out to your wife, say, honey, I'm going this weekend. I'm taking work off. If you want to get there on Thursday night, you can work Thursday, get there Thursday night, then float all day Friday, and then float Saturday, and then come home on Saturday. There's a lot of guys that work on Thursday and come in the evening, but would love to have you to come. It's a phenomenal trip. We have a great group of guys that go, and this is just the top tier of Christian men and fathers and sons that are going to be there. And so would love for you to come. It's just a really good trip. Please do so. If you want to, just reach out to me. Would love for you to be there. $175 covers the cost of everything. If you want a tent camp, $300 if you want a cabin, just reach out to me and we can make it happen. Okay. Beauty. What is this idea or concept of beauty? We know of beauty in creation, and the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim his handiwork. We've been talking about this actually for the last week or so, because there were some northern lights here in southern Illinois. We had the experience of northern lights. I missed it, but several people in our church were posting pictures about it, and it was beautiful, just incredible. God has created a world with so much beauty. And beauty is kind of like one of these things that can be really, there's a potency to it, kind of like alcohol or money, sex, power, any of that kind of thing. Those kinds of things that are gifts from God, but can also be vices, gifts and vices. They're gifts from God intended to be used properly in the way God has prescribed them to be used. And when they are used the way God has intended them to be used, they are a tremendous gift and wonderful thing. But in this idea of beauty, there are specific warnings that are given to men and women about this. And I was thinking about this with my daughter recently, and I thought, you know, really this applies to both men and women, because my daughter naturally, Providence, she's wonderful and beautiful little girl. She's 3 years old. She likes princess things. We were watching this show the other day, and it was a princess show, and it was something my boys would be horrified to watch. They would absolutely hate watching the show. It would be miserable for them. But she loves it. And you guys know that boys and girls are different. I mean, if you're my audience here, this isn't anything new to you, and you know this because you have eyes and you can notice with your sons and daughters or your friends' children or your grandchildren that God has wired boys and girls to be different. That's down to the soul level, not just the body level, but the soul level. How they are is gendered all the way down, boy or girl. And we see this in what they like and what they don't like in their particular propensities when it comes to sin. So as I was thinking about trying to train Providence up, as Jordan and I are working through this series on womanhood over at Fruitful and Fearless, and thinking through worship work, help submit, fear nothing, love, these actions in which God has called women to live in, and these little girls as they're learning what it means to be a woman, they have to understand proper adornment, because there are warnings to women about beauty. That not that beauty is bad. I mean, we are prepared as a bride is adorned for her husband, so we are prepared as the bride of Christ for Jesus. There is a proper adornment, a beautifying that can happen, and a godly woman should be as pretty as she is from the inside, and it reveals itself on the outside. Now, certainly, there are going to be some people that are just physically more pretty than other people, but Christian women in particular, are the most beautiful women in the world, because they love Jesus on the inside, and from the inside out are being transformed, and that comes out. They live that, and it's demonstrated in the way they live their life and the joy that they have, the countenance of their face, but also the beauty of their face. Beauty is a very good gift that God has given. And a man should be thinking his wife is beautiful, that she is a beautiful woman that God has given to him. But there's things that are given to ladies in particular that are warnings about this improper adornment. There's something in jewelry. There's something in hair or the way you put your necklace on or your earrings on or makeup on, there is something there to be warned about. And we're going to get to that next week. And as I started thinking about this, of trying to train Providence in the ways of beauty and adornment that are proper and godly, and the particular sins or temptations that she's going to face, which the external beauty, external adornment is this temptation that's clearly there for women that Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, warns women about. Be warned here. There's guardrails here for ladies against improper adornment. This also applies for men, and it's seen everywhere. So it goes like this with beauty. Men are warned with the physical aspects of beauty. They are warned against lust of the mind, and then the actions that lust inspire, which would be in sort of any sort of sexual immorality. Men like to look at beauty. We like to see beauty. We like to observe beauty. We like to stand in awe at beauty. And that's why there are particular temptations to men that are different than particular temptations to women. It doesn't mean that men and women don't sometimes have the same struggles or the same difficulty with beauty. But it does mean that in these broad strokes here, the way God has designed men and women, there's going to be natural and different struggles with sin in this particular area. And you see this with the warnings in the book of Proverbs, where there is like Proverbs 5. Let me flip over there. Proverbs 5 is a whole chapter on a warning against idolatry. Not idolatry, which it would be a subcategory of this. This would be a subcategory of that, but adultery. It's a warning against adultery. My son, be warned, do not. The lips of the forbidden woman, they drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. There's something in a man or a young boy that is attracted to the beauty of a woman. Eve is delightful to the eyes. So the warning is, do not go after the adulterous woman. This is actually a warning in chapter 7. So there's the warning against adultery, and then in chapter 7 in Proverbs, there's the warning of the adulterous woman. And this is seen that this forbidden woman, this seductive woman, this Jezebelian kind of woman who is on the prowl, and she wants to be looked at. She wants to be objectified. She wants to take a man down, and she wants to take a good man down if she can. This is the kind of woman that the young man is warned against. And the appeal of this kind of woman isn't that she's a good or godly woman. It isn't the internal beauty. The appeal to a woman like that is external beauty. And so the warnings that men have are for the external things. It goes like this. Men like to look. Women like to be looked at. These are observations, not just original to me, but are seen out there everywhere. People have recognized this and have pieced these things together, that's why there are these specific warnings to men and women in the Bible. For men, warning against adultery, warning against the adulteress, warning against the lust of the mind. For women, warning against improper adornment, because there is that delight in being objectified by men. So you could ask a few questions. You know, for men, the difficulty is looking. For women, the difficulty is enjoying being looked at, if they were to know they were being looked at. Let me just give you some of these statistics here, and this gets to the heart of what Jesus is talking about in Matthew chapter 5. In talking about lust, you've heard it said that you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you that everyone looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Listen to these staggering statistics. You guys have heard these before, but these sins that we're talking about with this idea of beauty that is a gift from God that can be twisted, and we struggle with it, just like people tipping the bottle too much, or people using their gifts from God in an improper way with power, and it going to your mind, going to your heart, going to your head, and you just have to have more control over people. Power's a dangerous thing. Ambition can be a dangerous thing. There are a whole litany of sins that we could talk about that are in these kinds of categories of being used or misused, used to the glory of God or used to the shame of man. Listen to the statistics. This comes from Barna, and it also comes from, from Covenant Eyes, the online app that helps men get free from looking at pornography. Over 40 million Americans are regular visitors to porn sites. Get that, 40 million regular visitors. The average visit lasts 6 minutes and 29 seconds. There are about 42 million porn websites, which total around 370 million pages of porn. Whoa. Men are attracted to beauty. They want to see beauty. 3, the porn industry annual, and by the way, this is a twisted beauty, that pornography is not beautiful. There's a twist there. There's satanic lies there, but it pulls in the man who doesn't heed the Proverbs, and he turns his attention, he turns his heart, and it starts with the mind. There are the porn industry annual revenue is more than the NFL, NBA, and MLB combined. Just think about how many people you know that watch the Super Bowl. It's like the whole world stops. And then when you think about that stat right there alone, it's mind-blowing that the porn industry, the annual revenue is more than NFL, NBA, and MLB combined. And also more than the revenue of ABC, CBS, and NBC combined. This is just staggering. Let me skip over a few of these because you're getting the point here. 59% of pastors said that married men seek their help for pornography use. Okay, there was another one on here that was just crazy. 57% of pastors, 55% of men and 25% of married women say, so married men, married women, say that they watch porn at least once a month. 68% of church-going men, over 50% of pastors view pornography on a regular basis. This has come from coming from Barna and from Covenant Eyes. Both of which don't like pornography, by the way, trying to help guys get free of that. And at Barna, you know, is just a research firm. Of young Christian adults, 18 to 24 years old, 76% of actively search for porn on the internet. This is staggering. This idea of beauty that gets twisted is something that needs to be warned against over and over again for young men. Now, within our church, I think we have a group of men that would be far and above those statistics that were just listed. And this would be a disqualifying matter for any pastor that was in our church that was viewing pornography. But I want you to be warned about the improper use of warning. For the men first, men, watch your eyes, guard your eyes. Do whatever it takes to honor the Lord. Stop looking at things you shouldn't be looking at. Stop thinking about things you shouldn't be thinking about. make sure that your eyes and your attention are to one woman. This is your call to be a one-woman man. That's not just a call for pastors. That's a call for every Christian man. Have your eyes, have your attention, have your heart directed towards your wife. And don't fall into the trap of misusing beauty by buying this satanic lie that you can have all of this out here. You like to look, your attention's drawn, you look at the girl that's running down the road, and then your attention is drawn that way. Do whatever it takes to fight that. Take it seriously. This is the particular and peculiar temptation that men struggle with, is looking at beauty. Not wanting to be looked at, but looking at beauty. Next week, we'll talk about proper adornment versus improper adornment. Guys, thanks so much for watching this. I want you to be reminded, if you are in Christ Jesus, Jesus paid the penalty for your sins, all of them, even for looking at things you shouldn't be looking at. There is freedom. If you are wrestling with this and fighting through that particular sin, men, find your pastors, talk to them about it, confess your sins one to another, you will be healed. And continue to confess, continue to fight, and God will bring deliverance. God did that in my life, brought deliverance from me, and it's going on, I think, about 15 years now. And God has done a tremendous work, and He can do that in your life as well. Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
Thanks again for listening to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. For more information, you can go to theshepherdscrook.co. Please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes. And if you want to become a member of the Shepherd's Crook, please message me, and we'll get you on the list. We hope you have a great rest of your day.